Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Syrian Government Falls. I'm Dave Packer. President Biden speaking this hour after the dramatic turn of events in Syria, the swift fall of dictator Bashar al-Assad's government. President Biden met today with his national security team.
One defense official did say that the U.S. mission in Syria remains at this hour unchanged. Of course, we have about 900 U.S. troops in Syria in the eastern part of the country, the other side of the country from the capital. They have been sent there focused on keeping a lid on ISIS, focusing on maintaining control over ISIS, making sure ISIS doesn't regain power.
ABC White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks. As for Assad, Russian state media reporting that he and his family are now in Moscow and that Russia has provided them with asylum. And what's next for Syria? National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan yesterday saying ISIS will try to take advantage of the chaotic moment. Stopping them is a U.S. priority. This is ABC News. Notre Dame reborn, France's world-famous cathedral reopened for its inaugural mass today, 5 years after the Gothic masterpiece was nearly destroyed by fire, and a day after dignitaries from around the world gathered to see the restored masterpiece. ABC's Tom-Sophie Borridge in Paris.
France is going through a political crisis right now, but Notre Dame in its newly refurbished state is being hailed as a symbol of unity in these divided times. The public back inside the cathedral for the first time in 5 years.
26-year-old far-right provocateur Nick Fuentes due in court on December 19th after being charged with battery. A 57-year-old woman alleges Fuentes pepper-sprayed her when she visited his Berwyn, Illinois home on November 10th following his viral Your Body, My Choice post on X. The woman says she was encouraged by friends to visit after Fuentes' address was leaked online. Fuentes reportedly opened the door, sprayed her, and then took her phone. He since posted his mugshot on X. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of our long-term care system. And AARP says the state could be doing more to support them. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Family caregivers often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year, according to AARP data. The holidays can bring added stress to their already full plates, but Martin Hernandez with AARP Wisconsin says times like these are when important discussions should happen.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend on average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. He says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. Expanding the state's family medical leave law to include up to 14 weeks of paid leave is also needed, Hernandez says. Proponents also hope the state will prioritize the needs of caregivers and the state's aging population as they develop the next state budget, which could include adopting the Medicaid expansion. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has not yet expanded its Medicaid program, which would extend eligibility to about 91,000 more residents. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area for today as a light east to southeast wind develops. Highs near 40. For tonight, skies turning mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way Monday, though. A little snow in the afternoon possible. Highs in the upper 30s.
It's 36 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, catch Dom and Jess back in the studio to chop up the news with our favorite FDR Democrat or socialist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh my gosh, we're back, baby. It's Mark Becker. We've got the Rational Revolution. Holy cow. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had a best of last week, and I'm so excited to be back here behind this mic, flapping my gums, talking about some awesome stuff. So it's so good to be back in the studio, and I really have a great show for you because we have our dear friend, our old friend, the former host of the show, your friend and mine, Chris. Wait, excuse me.
What?
Oh, state senator-elect.
It is.
Chris Alpheim. Oh, my God.
Ah,
you won.
We did win.
Yes.
I know.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I am so, so happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm happy for Wisconsin.
I'm happy.
That's a big deal.
I'm happy, too. I mean, we don't obviously do a whole lot of celebrating. You know, there's a lot going on. But it is a big deal.
We can celebrate that.
It's a big deal.
That's allowed.
You know, there's a lot of effort that goes on. And the efforts of those who came before me for decades. Yeah. The efforts of getting the maps. There's so many people to thank and to be celebratory about. So again, it's a little bit of a strange transition, but I am so excited. I mean, you know that I did not get into this for any other reason than to try and bring some rational thought forward. Yeah. And I am who I am, and I've run on that, and I am that person going forward. And I'm very, very excited for the reception of that, of me, the reception of my philosophy and moving things forward for Wisconsin. And I'm humble. I'm humble and very, very proud to be doing it.
It's got to be a big weight. You know?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's weird, right? I mean, when you don't grow up thinking you're going to go into politics.
No.
You don't grow up into that.
No.
And, but I look back at, you know, what got me here. And I remember, you know, I remember being a kid and going to Madison. I remember walking into the Capitol as a kid on that tour. I remember going to D.C. for the first time as an 11-year-old after winning the Safety Patrol Award. You know, a rural...
These guys are awesome.
I know. Rural Wisconsin girl, and I was astounded. I was just in awe of everything about it. We sat in the chamber as it was going on, and those things impacted me. Mm. And then as an adult, getting into advocacy and sitting in a coffee shop outside the Capitol in Madison, I still love the energy of that. I love the fact that there are protesters, and there are college kids, and there are grade school kids, and there are business people, and they are all working and talking about what's important to them.
People who care.
Yeah. And it doesn't, it's not about agreeing with all of them. It's about the fact that this exists, the ability exists, and it's important. And now I get to be part of it. My name's on the wall. And yes. That's cool.
That is cool.
It's cool. My 98-year-old grandmother is going to be coming to the inauguration.
She is.
And she is.
You've talked about her.
Oh,
yeah.
I love my grandma.
Yes.
I love my grandma. She's hopefully making it. Obviously, she's a little bit weather dependent. She's down in Indianapolis right now.
But okay.
Fingers crossed she's going to make it. Mom and dad will be there. The family will be there. And some important friends. And so it is a big deal. I'm so wonderfully, wonderfully excited to be representing the Fox Valley. I truly am.
What a cool thing. Mm-hmm. You know? How was Thanksgiving?
It's a blur right now. Thanksgiving was great. We actually went over to the Wausau area, spent time with my sister and her entire family and all the little ones running around, and then spent the night at my mom and dad's house, watched the Packer game, You know, ate pie more than once.
Yes. You sent me a video. You were glamping. I have to show you.
Oh, that's a different one. Yes, yes.
Yes, and whatever it was, it was blurry, just like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have no idea what you're, it looks wonderful.
Wonderful, yes. Someone had given us, I'm not sure where it came from. It might have been Carrie Ann for her 50th birthday, but a beautiful bottle of champagne.
That's okay.
And we enjoyed that in a little glamping spot outside of Wild Rose, which was a postcard cabins, I believe they're called.
Oh,
and
cool.
They're all over the country. And just a little chance to get away and be quiet. And we did that leading yes. into Thanksgiving, which was fabulous.
Good for you. We haven't really spoken on the show since the last episode before the election, which is wonderful. One out of two made it. I have questions about, you know, because you spent your life campaigning for the last how many months?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in November? I mean, there was good, but overall, I mean, we were.
Yeah. It's interesting because on election night, I went to 4 watch parties.
Yeah.
And at the first 3, I was still very confident that we would have a blue wave across the board.
Yeah.
And by about 30 minutes into the 4th, I realized that something had gone horribly awry.
Yeah.
And it took some thinking about it. And I tried to think about what made me so excited and so positive and so enthusiastic leading into the election that I thought that it would be a blue wave, and then try to diagnose what I missed. Mm. And what I've come up with, I was always excited because if I knocked 75 doors, out of the 75 doors, I would probably get to talk to 12 people. And of the 12 people, there would be a strong, and these were all moderates. I did almost no strong Dem doors. They were always moderate, always in the moderate universe. And in 12 doors, I would probably run into 6 that were definitely blue. Definitely leaning blue, didn't like, they were anti-Trump.
Yep.
Leaning blue. And then I would run into maybe 2 that were red. And then I would run into a handful that were truly rational people who were, once, you know, again, reducing stress, right? So I always wanted to make sure everybody knew that it was okay to say whatever they wanted to me.
Yeah.
Because if I was going to represent them, they needed to know that I was willing to listen without judgment. And so I was pretty good at reducing stress on a conversation, and they would start to tell me why they were confused on the top of the ticket. And we would walk through the conversation, and I would walk through about 5 points that collectively at the end, they would absolutely nod their head and say, yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. It was almost like they were Republican and they knew what they had to do, but they just had to do it. They had to vote for Kamala. And I would leave that day feeling pleased because overall, that is definitely a blue feel.
Yeah.
What you forget to talk about is that you only got to talk to 12 out of 75 people.
Yeah.
And if every 12 had that ratio of people that were literally confused as to what to do, and they didn't get to have a conversation without stress, without judgment, without bias, and I truly mean that because I wanted to be able to have a good conversation with them, they didn't get to thoughtfully work through their questions with someone. And that tells us that there were a lot of people out there that were on the fence, confused, and in today's reality, in today's society, there aren't a lot of opportunities where you can just have a calm conversation.
Right.
They don't exist. Everything is loud. Everything is ultra-focused one side or the other. I always said I never intended to talk anybody into voting for me or anybody else, but I wanted to hear them no matter what. And they would learn from me that I was listening first and acknowledging. And that, in my opinion, is what's missing. There are a lot of pains out there, And if we ignored the facts that pains existed, then we weren't doing our job. On the other side, in my opinion, the commercials, the never-ending ads, were poking what hurt. Yeah. So the easiest thing to do in politics is to poke what hurts.
Right.
But then the Republican side, in my opinion, never talked about trying to fix it. The Democrats talked about what they wanted to fix of the things they chose to focus on, but didn't really, we weren't successful in separating out the difference between the economy and inflation. We weren't successful in breaking the things apart. And oftentimes, I think the conversation went to, oh, no, it's not, the economy's great. Well, that's not effective. It's not effective to tell somebody the opposite. Instead, you have to be able to, again, reduce the stress and talk about, okay, let's talk about it. You know, how old are you? 62. Have you ever seen interest rates hold at 1.85% for more than ever? And they're like, oh, that never should have happened. I know.
Right.
Which is why we had to go to eventually a 7, because it never should have been at 1.85. If we would have done the proper thing back then, which was a Trump administration situation, if we would have adjusted the numbers back then, we wouldn't have gotten here. And that's a rational conversation that people, that anybody over age 40 knows that to be true. So there are ways that we can do it. I do believe that as a party, that our focus is on people. It must be people, which is not just the specialty groups. And I think that, again, I say this as a newcomer, you know, as a newcomer. But I think that when we are overly verbal on a few issues and we forget to talk about the rest of the people, we're making a mistake. We somehow, as a party, have to help people realize that if we reach out for labor, we are reaching out for working families. If we reach out for the environment, we are taking care of clean water and everyone, air for everyone. That is, those are all encompassing issues. If it's LGBT, it's because they are people that have a right to have a healthy lifestyle, right? So, again, I don't know all of the answers. I do know that I was caught unaware and perhaps in the bliss of hearing good information, and you just missed the fact that we weren't talking to everybody. So I guess my thought in the long run is we must reach more people in a stressless way, so that we can have conversations. Because I've had many conversations with party groups, with a lot of very upset, sad, disenfranchised, angry, a lot of people. And my message is always, you cannot go through life assuming that anyone who didn't vote for our party is evil. They aren't. They aren't.
Right.
They are perhaps misinformed. Mm-hmm. They are perhaps ignorant on purpose or not. Mm-hmm. But there's a group of people, and we will never find success in helping them to realize the correct direction to go by screaming at them.
Yeah, exactly.
And we will not make progress by holding pitchforks.
No.
We instead have to, reduce the stress and have conversations again so people can rationally work through decisions that were made and then be able to work forward through that. That's my method. That's been successful for me for years. Again, let's talk through it. But you can't hold in your heart or in your mind or anywhere anger and hostility from this day forward. It isn't going to help. So process the emotions, accept them, they're there. I respect every emotion that everybody's feeling. And now let's come back down and say, what are the rational steps we can take to do a better job of helping people that are unaware become aware so that better decisions can be made in the future?
Do you think that, is that a difference of how we run the campaigns?
In some ways. Again, even at doors, asking instead of telling.
Yeah.
Asking instead of telling, let people work through what's on their mind and they will come down the path that they need to,
right,
as opposed to pushing them because, and you tell them that they're wrong.
Okay, that makes sense. Here we got State Senator-elect Chris Alfheim on the show. This is wonderful. We'll be right back here on The Rational Revolution.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to talk now. Hey, what's up? Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker here and our dear friend, State Senator-elect Chris Alfine.
You thought I was going to bring us in?
Right. Next segment, we'll do that. I'm going to do that.
I can probably figure it
out. Hell yeah. All right, sweet. No, so I think you were talking about what went wrong, and but I think there was a lot of things that went right. And I think that some of the things that went right was it was proven that the way to win for a Democrat is with a purple message that meets people where they are. I think, you know, we saw people like Rebecca Cook on the far side of the state way outperform where we thought she was going to perform.
Yeah.
You won. I think that that's kind of the ticket going forward. Because to be honest, you know, the Republican Party is the party of extremism.
Right.
And they've proven that time and time again. And I think if we're able to latch into that purple.
Yeah, I think that, again, as our... The side of right now, the side of right does not have to be perfect.
Right.
And I think that we run the risk in saying that in offending our strongest progressive members. And
yeah,
my message to that would be we always need all of those voices.
There's a place for
right?
that. Yeah.
It's kind of like my methodology in Madison. I was asked in my first campaign, in my second, will I ask for, you know, extreme change, whether it be climate or this and that? And the answer would be no, because there will always be those who will ask for the moon because that is right. their job.
Yep.
And then there's the reality of we do not always disagree in a state. We are a 50-50 state. So my job is to help the other side realize that by taking three or four of those steps forward, it's actually good for all of us.
Yeah.
Good for all of us means we can take steps towards the ultimate goal. But the idea of going from zero to 100 in any issue is not possible.
Right.
It isn't on the right and it isn't on the left and it never has been.
It's not reasonable.
So right. I guess rational thought is what we're asking for across the board, and we can't control the Trump-level Republican thought. We're not in charge of that.
Yeah.
But I would ask that on the Democratic side, and I think they're doing that. I think that the entire party is saying, okay, yes, we agree. Yes, we agree this is what we want, but here is where we are today, and how do we make progress forward? And the answer is to unite under the message of movement is the mm-hmm. goal. Movement is the goal.
Yeah.
And I, again, that's hard. Because there's such great passion. Oh, goodness. There's such great passion for every issue. Every issue. And so as a Democratic Party, we have to realize that we must be a bigger party than we've been in the past. Because there are disillusioned Republicans. There are going to be Republicans. We know that, you know, and I fall under this category, you as well, for so many years. Fiscally responsible or astute, in my opinion, and socially liberal. That is the category that most people identify themselves as. That is yep. a very purple thing. So how can we be cognizant of budget? How can we be cognizant of economic situations and realistic situations in terms of our communities, as well as do the socially right thing to do at all times? Hmm. That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But most people want to do that. So before we can have the moon, we have to at least start embracing those that are realizing that leaning one side is probably makes more sense. And I think that most people want to lean away from chaos. Chaos right now is coming from, in my opinion, the MAGA level Republican. Correct. Not the rational conservative. God bless him. I wish we could just bring back our rational Republican friends.
Rob Coles.
Yeah. Again, we didn't have to agree on everything, but the reality was their mission was not to undo. Their mission was to keep check. Mm-hmm. And that at its core is what the two-party system is about. It's about wanting to do what's right at all times and then being able to afford it. Those are rational concepts. Yeah. And working in balance in a 50-50 state, we should be able to
That's healthy.
That. It is healthy. So, again, I certainly don't have all the answers. I think that it'll be, as it has been, it's going to be entertaining and disheartening and exciting and all of those things, depending on what side you're on. But I would just ask people desperately to stop picking sides and start picking philosophy and start picking message, because where they've been in the past or where their party has been in the past is not where they are today.
Right.
So where is the philosophy? Yeah. Can you find somebody that you can align with philosophically on more than one issue? And that's where we have to find a blend there somewhere.
All right. So I'm going to switch gears. This is absolutely for me. Because I've been interested in taking the leap that you did. And mm-hmm. I've admired people that do. And so on November 5th, your life just went upside down.
It did.
So I'm really interested, and I think this would be fascinating for the listeners too. How is this process of becoming from senator-elect to senator? What are you doing right now?
It's crazy, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I bet, yes.
So 2 years ago when I ran, I run a business, right? So I have to have some thought in terms of future schedules. And I did my best to plan through. And when you lose, the next day, the next 2 days are horrible. They're horrible because everyone calls you. Yeah. Everyone calls you. And again, every title of every person in the state of Wisconsin calls you and says, good job, good try, you're okay, we'll do it again next year. But you're reliving the pain. And if you're like me 2 years ago, I didn't know that I wasn't going to win. Right. I went into it with the expectation that I would. And it is tremendously disheartening after a very, very, very long couple months. So this time I knew, again, maps were a little bit in my favor. I knew that we had more energy and more momentum in the campaign. Yeah. And so I cautiously said, if I do, I need to have a little heads up on some calendar events, because I know there are things that happen and I don't want to be caught unaware. So I knew that if I did win, I would have a date in November that I would have to be in Madison. I knew there was a date in December that I have to be in Madison. And so I thought I was prepared. No, I wasn't.
And you get the handbook.
No, I wasn't. Right. Holy cow. So the first 2 days, like when you lose, your phone blows up. I could look at my phone and I would see Evers, Roy's, Underly, Wickler, every name that you can imagine. And it is constant, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
At the same time, it's almost instantaneous that emails start coming in.
Oh yeah.
Emails start coming in on from people, from organizations, and then the transition begins and you don't realize how quickly it happens. I got so many emails on, okay, committee selections are coming up. Oh, by the way, your budget request to the governor are due on November 22nd.
What?
And I said, my what? My who?
Right.
And by the way, during a campaign, you have a campaign manager. Yeah. So Kiara, who is mine, she did a great job. And there's a lot of communication that takes place, a lot of behind the scenes. And Kiara helped me manage that as I'm knocking doors, talking to people, raising money and doing my real job. And when the campaign comes to an end, I don't know what the rules are. So we had to separate just in case. So
sure.
I didn't have help. So I was really...
I have no idea what to do.
And then there's just more. I mean, it continues. So I'm literally reaching out to the mayors, trying to figure out some ideas in our communities that I can put out to the governor. There's committees that I have to figure out, what do I want to be on and when. I have no idea when that calendar is going to happen. Everything. Stationery has to be picked out. It's so much. So you're the senator elect means you're acting as if, and even though you don't have that position, you still are. So it's crazy. Wow. And then we have the transition coming up. So unbelievable.
Wow. So, Senator elect Chris Elfein, we're going to be back here. I got a big question for you on the other side. Bye.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is a special report from ABC News, Syrian government falls. I'm Dave Packer. President Biden speaking this hour after the dramatic turn of events in Syria, the swift fall of dictator Bashar al-Assad's government. President Biden met today with his national security team.
One defense official did say that the U.S. mission in Syria remains at this hour unchanged. Of course, we have about 900 U.S. troops in Syria in the eastern part of the country, the other side of the country from the capital. They have been sent there focused on keeping a lid on ISIS, focusing on maintaining control over ISIS, making sure ISIS doesn't regain power.
ABC White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks. As for Assad, Russian state media reporting that he and his family are now in Moscow and that Russia has provided them with asylum. And what's next for Syria? National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan yesterday saying ISIS will try to take advantage of the chaotic moment. Stopping them is a U.S. priority. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. Marquette defeated Wisconsin yesterday 88-74 in a matchup of ranked teams. It was the fifth time in history both schools were ranked when they played each other. The Badgers led by two at halftime, but nine second-half turnovers forced by the Golden Eagles led to a big comeback. Marquette senior Cam Jones led all scorers with 32 points in the victory.
You know, the last 2 years since I've been here, they pretty much got the best of us. So, the seniors, we came together. Thank you. Appreciate you. The seniors, we came together, and, last night was just like, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow afternoon. And we made sure our younger guys were, ready and ready to attack and ready to, just go after winning.
Four Marquette players scored in double figures, and the Golden Eagles shot 50% in the win. Next up for 8-2 Wisconsin is number 19 Illinois on Tuesday. Marquette will face Dayton a week from Saturday. The Milwaukee Bucks will play this evening against the Brooklyn Nets. The Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area for today as a light east to southeast wind develops. Highs near 40. For tonight, skies turning mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way Monday, though. A little snow in the afternoon possible. Highs in the upper 30s.
Right now, it's 37.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sing every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Feeling we're full of kids alone.
Yes.
Sang the blues.
We got the Rational Revolution.
I love that
Senator
song.
Elect Chris Elf, I'm singing us into from break. I do have a big question I want to ask in a little bit, but I want to finish up that topic because you, I mean, you're running two households. Most people have an apartment down there. Is your wife going to go with you, or what?
No. I think again, I'm not going to do an apartment as of
you're
yet.
Not?
I think
okay.
The way it's going to look, I'll probably spend the first 6 months will be the busiest down there because
yes.
You need to get your face and meet everyone. Yeah. Everybody needs an opportunity to meet you face to face. So I would say the first 6 months, plus it's the budget season. So now through the end of June, we'll be busy and I'll probably be down there, you know, potentially 2 to 3 days a week once we, you know, from January on. But I'm not going to do an apartment. I think it mathematically it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it's tough, yeah.
But it is a challenge. And again, for me as a calendar person, you can time block. You know, again, my full-time job, my real business.
Are you going to keep that job? Are you going to still do?
Okay. I love what I do. I love my clients. I love, you know, it's puzzle building to me. So I enjoy what I do. It's successful. And I really do it in about, you know, 15 hours a week so I can control that calendar. So all along, I knew that I would be able to do both. It's just the transition that gets chunky.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, and I had to push a little bit to get caught up, but my clients love me. I love them. It's good for me to have something outside so I can juggle both at the same time.
That's awesome. All right. Here's this is a big question. It's radio appropriate. Yes. But it's a pretty deeply personal one.
Okay.
And I think that it's important. So follow with me as I go. I ask you this because of your grace and your personality to working with everybody and your ability to do that. And I really think we're going to need this over the next couple of years, at least. I was born a straight white male in America.
Mm-hmm.
I won life's lottery. I understand that. I've never once in my life been discriminated against ever, but my brother is gay. My wife is a black woman. I am a little more keenly aware than, some other people in our country that there is a problem. And the word colleague can mean some different things. And your insurance business colleague would be your, you know, assistant or salespeople or whatever. But in the Senate, colleague, they're the people that occupy the halls of power with you. Mm-hmm. And there are people, and this is my words, not yours. There are people in this that have shuffled around the state Senate that here's looking at you, Andre Jacques, that again, my words, but they represent very diverse people. And some of those colleagues have used the deepest part of your life, and not you personally, but, you know, and who you love, what your family looks like. They've used those things as a political football to be kicked around.
Mm-hmm.
And if some of your colleagues in the Senate would have said publicly what, if they were colleagues in your insurance business, those people would be fired.
Right.
For discrimination, for bigotry, whatever. And now you sit amongst those colleagues and they say, let's work together.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the most difficult time not telling them where they can go, what they can eat, and who their mother is. How do you do that?
Well, again, different people process things differently, right? I am not someone that in my entire life that holds things in. It does me no good. I just don't. I think I remember teaching my 14-year-old at one point in time when something went wrong, you know, your answer is fix it or forget it. If you can't fix what was done, you just have to let it go, because I don't have the capacity to hold in angst. And again, as an example, I reached out to my opponent the 2 days before, maybe the day before the election, and said, hey, congratulations on running a hard race, because it is hard. And only candidates will understand really how hard it is. I said, no matter what happens, I hope that we can meet for coffee. If you are lucky enough to win, I would love to be a resource to you. And if I am lucky enough to win, I really would like to hear what you have to say about healthcare, because he's a physician. He's got things, he's got ideas. And I reached out that olive branch because that's what adults do.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that doesn't take away people have a right to be offended. Mm-hmm. People have a right to be angry at the words, the thoughts, and the actions that have been taken by some. But in the end, what is my job? My job is to move forward and get it fixed. So you never get anything accomplished by holding in that angst. So I am just someone who's going to move forward. I am not a grudge-holding kind of person. I am a defender of what's right, and I will do my very best to help educate through. Again, of all the time that I've spent in Madison and D.C., I don't believe there are many evil people in the world.
Right.
There's a couple. There's a couple, and we can't do anything about it.
Right.
But most people are just trying to do a good job in what they think is the right direction. My job is going to be to help them realize that they know a lot of people like me. Mm. There's an awful lot of people like me in their community, in their family, in their entire lives. And what's interesting is they're probably very accepting of those people. They just don't realize, or they have not connected the dots on how action.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
It's back to the Kohl Center for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. After a 2-1 trip in Cancun, the Badgers tip off the Big Ten season when they host the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Now, a win by the UW this afternoon, and they'd have their best 10-game start in 15 seasons. It's 7-2 Wisconsin hosting 5-3 Rutgers. It's time for Badgers basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Scarlet Knights with Associate Head Coach Margaret McKeon. We'll look at some of the Badger numbers in the Badger notebook, too, and a spin around the Big Ten coming up. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin Head Coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Wisconsin starts Big Ten play against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Now joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. Let's take you back to Cancun. Your team went 2-1 in Cancun, including the most recent victory over VCU. How would you recap what you saw like last week?
I think it was a great test for us. Obviously, we started out slow against San Diego State and then made a 17-0, went on a 17-0 run to make a comeback and then didn't finish that out, but I think learned a lot from that game, and that's why you play these, non-conference games. And then for us to be able to come back off of that was like really an emotional kind of up and then let down and finish off the tournament with the win against Providence and VCU. Three games in 3 days is a lot. It also has a tournament feel to it for your conference tournament. And so I think any opportunity we can get our players to get real live experiences like that, especially our younger players, I think is well worth it.
Carter McCray goes for 19 points in the last couple of games of that tournament. But I think the stat that kind of jumps out to me about her is she's 16 of her last 17 from the field.
Yeah, Carter, we made a joke that she's like a unicorn dog in the most, respectful and positive way ever. But, she has really started to kind of come into her own and feel comfortable. And obviously she won Rookie of the Year in the conference in the Horizon last year. And so I think for her to be shooting such a high percentage on the floor, our players trust that when she gets it, it's going to go in. And I think she's finding ways also how to be successful on the floor with Sarah, which is really huge.
Final 30 seconds or so. I know you signed two international recruits from Spain. What can you tell me about Ines Garcia Monjay and Leide Ordiain Esperanza?
Bravo. I think both of these young ladies have played at a really high level representing their countries. And so, we've dabbled, obviously, into international play here of late with some of our recruiting. And they're going to just continue to enhance what we're doing. I'm really excited about their not only skill set, but their basketball IQ and their competitive nature. And so when you get winners, winning begets winning.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. We'll get a scout of Rutgers coming up next. That was head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
At the Kohl Center, it's the Big Ten opener for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. The Badgers host the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, now joined by Wisconsin's Margaret McKeon. So what has this long break been for the team since the last games against, or in Cancun, rather?
It's just been really trying to clean things up, trying to add a few things, a few wrinkles, as Coach likes to say. The first 2 days prior to us having off was mostly all about us. And then prep started on Friday for Rutgers and Saturday. So we're just really trying to clean things up and just put a few things, a few wrinkles in, a few things that we might be using for a conference play that maybe people didn't see in the non-league.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Rutgers. Their freshman, Kiami McMiller, seems to kind of have that non-conference stride going. She scored 20 points or more in four of her last six games. What can you tell me about McMiller?
She's dynamic with the basketball for sure. She has change of pace. Every move in the book can, you know, pull up on a dime. She has long, long range, so she's a three-level scorer. They rely on her a lot to get things going. And how the one thing, though, is she's a major scorer. So even though when she's handling the ball and running the team, it's more really to get her offense. And it's really a lot of there. She's in a lot of two-man games with Adams and just isolating one side of the floor. And she loves to go left. So we got to try to keep her going right.
You mentioned Destiny Adams. With Destiny Adams, Chyna Cornwell, Sarah Williams, Carter McRae. It seems like a lot of bigs out there today.
Oh, yeah, there are bigs. But, you know, it's going to be the battle of the guards, you know, and see how Ronnie and, you know, Nat and Tess respond. And then just keeping them off the boards. I mean, they average about 8 offensive rebounds between the two bigs. And so Sarah and Carter are going to have to out-rebound them. We kind of challenged them, a little challenge today of just getting more boards than their big guys get on the Rutgers team.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Wisconsin Associate Head Coach Margaret McKeon. Keep it right here. More coming up on the pregame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's time for the Badgers Notebook. As Big Ten play starts for the UW, Wisconsin hosts Rutgers this afternoon. The Badgers come in with a 7-2 record. Rutgers comes in 5-3. And that 7-2 record for the Badgers is the best start since the 2018-2019 season. If Wisconsin is fortunate enough to beat Rutgers this afternoon, that would give the UW its best 10-game start since an 8-2 start to the 2009-2010 season. Now, the series against Rutgers all time, the Scarlet Knights lead it with a 12-6 record, but more recently, the Badgers have won the last three in a row in the series, including their last matchup back in February of last season when the Badgers beat Rutgers by almost 20 points. It is Wisconsin 7-2 facing the 5-3 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Big Ten play is coming up. But coming up next, it's a quick spin around the Big Ten. Then we've got tip-off between the Badgers and Scarlet Knights on the Wisconsin Badgers Basketball Network from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audi is with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten here in Big Ten play. It's Wisconsin hosting Rutgers. Elsewhere around the league at the half, 24th ranked Michigan State up 42-25 on DePaul. So that's a non-conference game, but 25th ranked Nebraska at home leading Minnesota 36-19 at the half. In the third quarter, it's Northwestern 33, 23rd ranked Michigan 32. Later today, top 25 showdown, Ohio State ranked 12th, 7-0, hosting 7-1 and 21st ranked Illinois. And then top ranked UCLA, 8-0, faces Washington. We'll take a break and come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into